Hey, it's me, Daniel. Before we get to the show, how about if we have a little chat? Because I need to talk about some stuff. So you see, I've been doing this show a long time, since 2004 when I started doing this show. And the way the show works is it's just a hobby. I just enjoy sharing music I like with other people. I always used to do it even before I had a podcast. I'd make CDs for people or mixtapes. So I've always liked making mixes of songs that I think other people should hear and forcing them on them. That's something I've always enjoyed doing. And that's what I do here on this podcast every time I make an episode. Now, a lot of times I've gotten emails from people over the years and they say, hey, Daniel, I like your show. I want to do a thing like this too. How do you handle all the legal stuff? Like, how do you handle paying the rights for all the songs you play and stuff? And I always say the same thing, which is I don't actually, I just completely ignore that. I never have paid anybody anything. Probably not the answer most people are hoping for. I don't know what they hope they'll say, but the fact of the matter is the show is a money losing venture, right? This isn't like some sort of for profit thing. There's no ads on the show. Obviously, I don't even use affiliate links on my website. I do nothing. I make no money from the show. I just buy the songs I play from. I try and buy them directly from the band using Bandcamp where possible. Sometimes I go through iTunes or Amazon or other sources. And then I tell people it's good and that you should buy it. And I put links on my site to where you can buy it. And I just have always thought it's fair use because I'm putting music on the show that people probably haven't heard. And if they like it, they can buy it. And I provide links. So it's like free advertising. Why would anyone care? It seems like it should be fair use. And it does. I still maintain that. It does seem like it should be fair use. But unfortunately, it's not fair use. It turns out that laws matter. And I've been just willfully violating copyright laws this whole time. I knew that, of course. And at the very beginning, when I was doing the show, I was very cognizant and worried that, like, man, the hammer's going to come down any minute, you know? So if you go back and listen to those early episodes, or I guess maybe I didn't talk about it on the show, but I definitely had it on the website. It was like, you know, if you have any problem with anything, just let me know. I'll take everything down. You know, I was always like expecting any minute for someone to complain. But what happened is no one ever complained. Never. Never, ever got a complaint from anyone. In fact, instead, it goes the other way. Where like lots of bands and record labels, they reach out to me and they send me emails and they send me music and they're like, hey, I hope you'll put this on your show. I love your show. You should put this on. I think it'll fit your show. I usually don't, frankly, because I don't usually think it fits the show. Sometimes, I'm not going to say never. Sometimes I get stuff from bands or labels and I do think it's good and it fits on the show. But most of the time, because the show is a hobby, I'm not doing it for anybody else but me. I mean, I hope you're enjoying listening or whatever, but it's really, this is just like a show that I do because it's a hobby. So I'm not making money. I don't care if you want me to play your band or not. I'm not going to necessarily play them unless I want to. So yeah, that brings me to a couple weeks ago when I got an email from Libsyn. They're the podcast hosting resource that I pay money to host the show, and they manage the RSS feed, and they do some other stuff. Well, most podcasts you listen to, or at least a lot of podcasts you listen to, probably use Libsyn. They've been around the longest. They're who I started using in like 2006 or something. I've been using them a long time. And I got an email saying, hey, we're sorry, but we received a takedown request from the RIAA. That's the Recording Industry Association of America. And they say that your podcasts have music that's violating copyright. We had to take the file down and we're taking it down. And if it happens again, we're going to cancel your account. So you should take down any episodes that have any music that might run afoul of the RIAA. Which is interesting because every single episode I've ever made is definitely running afoul of the RIAA. There's not a single episode I've ever made that wouldn't violate something. So I was like, well, I don't know what to do. So before I even had a chance to think of anything else to do, I got a second email. And it was like, hey, we've been alerted about another file and we're going to have to... It just actually was the same wording as the first email. So it was like, you know, if it happens again, we're going to have to take everything down. So I was like, okay, I don't really know what to do here. So I just went ahead and deleted every past episode from my feed. That's another thing I should have said. I've never taken down an episode ever. So you could, if you subscribe to the feed, you could just go back and download every episode using the RSS feed. But now you can't anymore because I removed every single episode because I didn't want to get another takedown notice. So then I was like, well, what should I do? And I decided, you know what? Screw it. I'm just going to keep doing the show. But now I'm only going to leave episodes up for a little while. So it reduces the time it could take the RIA to notice that I've been a scafflaw. I guess they could listen to this episode and figure it out, but I don't really think they're listening. I think if they were listening, they would have noticed a long time ago. And I should note, the episodes that they told me that had takedown orders were from like years ago. They weren't new episodes. So it's really random what they're, you know, honing in on. So yeah, that's my plan. I'm just going to keep doing the show and I'm just going to keep putting them on Libsyn. And then if I get more takedowns, they cancel my account. Well, then I'm going to have to really come up with some new plan because I don't know what to do if I can't use Libsyn. I should say, I'm not taking anything off my website until someone tries to make me. So if you want, you can just go to The Sounds of My Head and download any episode you ever want, going all the way back to 2004. They're all there on the website. But I should caution you that my web host will not like that, and they'll probably like close down my account or at least lock it or something and block your IP address if you go and you download too much stuff, because they've done that to me before when I guess someone found the site and was like, oh, cool, I'll download every episode. And they, you know, they just started downloading. And the web host was like, whoa, this person is like they're trying to do a denial of service attack or something. And they like lock my site and they shut down your IP address and they block you. And it's annoying, and it's annoying to me. So don't do that. But if you do want to have an old episode, you want to go and download it, it's there. You can go find anything you want on the website for now and for all times. So how was that for a fun beginning? It was just a nice, long, rambling monologue about me and my show and why there wasn't an episode last week because I was trying to figure out what to do and why there's no more old episodes in the feed anymore, which is a real bummer because there was like 15 years of music in there. It was real heartbreaking for me to delete all that. So whatever, it's all gone from my RSS feed. But you can still get everything on the website. Yeah, so that's that. Okay, all that out of the way, I got a good show for you today. I hope you'll download it within the next few weeks because it's going to be removed from the RSS feed when future episodes come out. I'm just going to periodically delete things so that they won't hopefully attract as much attention. Okay, here we go. Here's the show. It's Monday, the 27th of July, 2020.
What you're going to hear is improvised.
Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head. The Sounds in My Head is a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed. My name's Daniel.
He ordinarily goes from just about sunup until well into the night.
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. Ah, what a great way to open up this here episode of The Sounds in My Head. That's a band from New York City called Lucky Chops. That's a new song they just released recently on Bandcamp. It's called Sky Song, the Quarantine Remix. They put it together when they were in quarantine, so well done. Sounds very slickly produced to be made in quarantine. I don't know how they did it. Maybe it's just remixed while in quarantine. Maybe they recorded it previously, and then I'm not sure. But it's a great song. I'm super into it. I hope you liked that song, too. Speaking of great songs, how about Jonathan Bree from Auckland, New Zealand? He's got a new record. It's called After the Curtains Close, and it features Princess Chelsea on a lot of tracks, including the ones we're going to hear first, Kiss My Lips, and then Happy Days. And man, this album, it's been in the works for a really long time because he's been dropping singles from it since 2018 or something. So it's finally out, though. This After the Curtains Close, it's a great album, as always, from Jonathan Bree. Super good. So without further ado, Jonathan Bree and Princess Chelsea right now on The Sounds of My Head. two songs in a row by Los Angeles, California's very own Freedom Fry. And I think that actually, hey, one of them's from France. I forget which one. One's from California and one's from France, I think. I don't remember. I'm not going to go look it up. But anyway, they're a couple. They make music together. And that was two songs in a row from their new album, Songs from the West Coast. You might recall I put the song West Coast on previously when it was released as a single. It's still my favorite song off the album, but the album, pretty strong. A lot of good songs on there, including the two we heard, Happy Little Thoughts and Tell Me I'll Be All Right. Both very good songs by Freedom Fry, so definitely pick up that release if you like them as much as I did. Speaking of bands that are couples that release music together, how about Love Resorts? They're from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and we're going to hear a couple songs off their new album. It's called Bad Love. The songs we're going to hear are But Don't Leave Me and The People You Meet, both off this really cool sounding album. It's kind of got like some 60s vibe and kind of some Nancy Sinatra vibe a little bit. I don't know. It's pretty cool. I think you're going to dig it. So here we go. La Resorts right now with But Don't Leave Me and The People You Meet right now on The Sounds of My Head.
Thank you. You keep saying you got something for me, something you call love but confess. You've been a messin' where you shouldn't be messing, and now someone else is getting all your best. These blues are made for glory, and that's just what they will do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. You keep lying when you ought to be truthful. You keep losing when you ought to not bet. You keep saying when you ought to be changing. Now what's right is right, but you ain't been right yet. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they will do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Playing where you shouldn't be playing. You keep thinking that you'll never get burned. I just bought me a brand new box of matches. Yeah, and what he knows, you ain't had time to learn. These boots are made for walking, and that is just what they will do. One of these days.
Had our media arm, which is me and I'm expensive, make a new Lincoln Project ad. Take a look
president
at this.
Trump is the most incompetent, corrupt president in history, and we need to do everything we can to stop him after compensating our strategists complicit in the deaths of countless innocent lives and paying for overhead such as lodging at the W Hotel and the Standard, both of which have fantastic roof decks. Stop this corrupt grifter ruining America. Donate to these savvy grifters who ruined it before, and hope you don't look into them.
This month, the Lincoln Project also received the side eye from Jeet Heer, national affairs correspondent for The Nation. Jeet, welcome back to the show.
Always good to be here.
So who are these guys?
So these guys are all like, you know, stalwart Republicans going back many decades. There's Steve Schmidt, top advisor to John McCain in 2008. George Conway was very active in the impeachment of Bill Clinton. John Weaver was in charge of McCain's 2000 campaign.
So while there is a lot of contention around the Lincoln Project, we can safely say that they know how to get views, right?
The way they get views is that they're all very well connected to the media, and they have like their cheerleaders who retweet them. The ads themselves, like if you look at where they're actually running, a lot of them are running Washington, D.C., which is not a swing state. That's where they buy TV time. The only reason to run ads there is you want people in the White House to see it, and you want Trump to see it. I mean, they're really, these ads are aimed at an audience of one. Their goal is to throw Trump off his balance or make him mad or troll him.
We have another clip from the cartoon news sketch produced by The Colbert Show last week.
Trump's failures are much, much worse than George W. Bush's. I mean, Trump is responsible for bad deficit increases, bad corruption, bad racism, and bad countless deaths. But George W. Bush, on the other hand, is responsible for good deficit increases, good corruption, good racism, and good countless deaths.
You know, I miss the Republican Party before it embraced Trump, back when it only laid the groundwork for him.
Okay, let's get caught up one last time. After Le Resort's back there, we heard Cat Princess from Uppsala right here in Sweden. We heard These Boots Are Meant for Walking, a Nancy Sinatra cover. Thought I'd put that on since I already talked about how Le Resort's kind of had like a Nancy Sinatra vibe. I don't know if those songs I played necessarily have a Nancy Sinatra vibe, but sometime when I was listening to the record, I was like, eh, it's kind of like Nancy Sinatra. So yeah, Cat Princess stepping up with These Boots Are Made for Walking. Very good. Enjoyed that recent release of theirs. And then just before I started talking, the Go Team from Brighton in the UK, of course, they released a new single recently called Cookie Scene, which I thought was stellar, and we just rocked out to it just now before I started blabbering on. So very good. I hope you liked that one as much as I did. And hopefully it's from a forthcoming album that's all just as good as that song, because that would be fun. All right, we're going to finish up this year episode with another band from right here in Sweden. This one is Canoe, I think, and that's how you say it, maybe, is, and it's Canot. I'm not sure, but I go with Canoe, because I think that's what it translates to. Anyway, they're from Stockholm, and I like them a lot, and they've got a new single. It's called Nectar Eyes, and we're going to finish up the show with it right now.
Thank you.
that does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this episode was Independent Television News Nonstop by the La Orchestra Devereux. I also talked over Next to You, Funky Town / I Feel Good, Moonlight Serenade, and My Girl All by Lucky Chops. If you like what you hear on The Sounds of My Head, tell your friends to listen, but don't tell the RIAA, because they don't like me. If you want to email me, you can at daniel@thesoundsinmyhead.com. You can also find me on social media. Look for links to that and everything else I talk about at thesoundsinmyhead.com, including links for where you can buy all the music I play, and, of course, where you can find me on Spotify. There's a playlist, Season 17. It's got all the music I play on the show that's available on Spotify right there in one playlist. You can find it all without having to listen to me talk for, 5 to 10 minutes about how I'm in trouble with the law. We'll see you again in a couple weeks with an all-new episode of the show.